The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Duttiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami. Duttiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami. Duttiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami. Last week, I sent you this passage that Gail Iverson came up with, one of our teachers here, when she was on a longer retreat. Just something she would repeat back to herself as a kind of spiritual medicine whenever she needed it. And the passage went like this. I have faith that the seeds of liberation are present in all living beings. I have faith that the seeds of liberation are present in all living beings. Therefore, I have faith that the seeds of liberation are present in me. Not theoretically, not later. Therefore, I have faith that the seeds of liberation are present in me. I have faith that the understanding of the Four Noble Truths and the practice of the Noble Eightfold Path lead to liberation, the end of suffering. I have faith that I am practicing to the best of my ability in this moment. And I have faith that everyone here is practicing to the best of their ability in this moment. So if in fact There is that sense that every being has the seeds of liberation present, and therefore these seeds are present in this heart, this mind. And as we're sitting this evening, having a sense of what the heart, what the mind is orbiting, or what gravitational pull is this heart attuned to? Is the mind, is the heart attuned under the under the influence of its attachments and cravings, wanting to become someone, wanting to attain some state? Or can the heart, can the mind be attuned to these seeds of liberation, the scent of peace, the peace of not struggling, the peace of not needing things to be different than they are right now, the peace of non-fear, the peace of patience and kindness? Such a wonderful thing to have these 25 minutes or so to sit here together, just contemplating as we observe the mind, observe the activity of the mind, just contemplating or discerning in every moment whether the mind is under the gravitational pull of wanting to become, wanting to fix, sensing, believing that there's a need to struggle, to resist. And when we notice that, it can be immediately transformed into a deepening of faith, confidence that this is not the way. This has the flavor of dukkha and leads to more dukkha, has the flavor of stress, the mind, the heart being bound up, and leads to more of that binding of the heart, or tightness. And then quite naturally, the mind is curious, is there another way? Is there another path? Another orientation that has a different flavor than the flavor of contraction and struggle? So here and now, can the mind, can this heart attune to peace? The peace of patience, the peace of openness, the peace of non-craving. And in doing so, can the mind, can the heart sense that this is the way to peace? This is the refuge. This is trustworthy. This way of being open, undefended, and letting things be. So instead of thinking that the practice is about controlling things, instead it's more about noticing that when the mind, when the heart is under the influence of its habits to struggle, to get somewhere, to fix something, to get away from something, then just observing directly that this is not the way. This is stressful. It's heavy. It leads to the body, the heart and mind becoming tight. It has the flavor of tightness and leads to tightness. And this can be known immediately, directly. We don't need anybody to tell us that this is not the way. And in other moments, the mind's confidence that there is a way, or just by luck, the mind remembers or notices this way of non-attachment, not struggling, allowing, being both intimate, present, and letting things be. And catching the scent of peace, the peace of non-agitation, non-craving, non-fear, catching that scent and keeping it in mind, letting it be a light that shows the mind, shows the heart the way. So either the mind is under the gravitational pull, the attraction to peace, or it's under some gravitational pull that's agitating. Can we know the difference as we sit here? A very simple curiosity arising out of compassion. Is there a way of being, a way of relating now, here and now, that's trustworthy, that has the flavor of peace in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end? Is there an alternative to striving or distraction, resistance, judgment? Is there an alternative that's here and now, a path that's here and now, available here and now? It has the flavor of peace. that the mind, that the heart can attune to. And we can and should use the Buddha's pointing out instruction that this way of peace is related to non-attachment, non-grasping. Being intimate, seeing things as they are, and realizing this way of non-attachment, non-grasping, letting things be. So we'll continue in silence now with this simple instruction, taking responsibility to attune to the peace that our heart aspires toward, the peace that's here and now, not later, that's available here and now with these conditions, these circumstances. Learning to find our way. So we're noticing how the mind's intuition about what is possible, about the peace, the release that's possible. We're letting the mind's intuition about this peace guide how we practice. So mindfulness, mindful awareness in the service of peace. Being present, being right in the middle, in the service of release and peace, putting down the load, being at ease. If there is some intuition that peace is possible, here and now, with these circumstances, with this life as it is, then how might this heart approach or open, uncover this peace, this letting go, this fullness, this resolution? If it's here and now, so faith allows for the arising of curiosity, an active, energized presence. A presence, a wisdom that's naturally following the scent of peace. And of course, noticing the opposite direction, the mind becoming agitated, becoming controlling, or becoming burdened in one way or another, and realizing, honey, this is not the way. This is not the way to peace.